Hey guys, JB here, the real Wolf of Wall Street, the guy that Leo played in the movie, but you knew that, right? Listen, here's the deal. Christmas is here. Right now, my entire store is on sale, 70% off. Guys, sales and persuasion are skills that you need for your entire life. For a limited time, right now, you can learn them from me, the best in the business, the Wolf himself, for 70% off. If you want to succeed in sales and entrepreneurship, then you must learn how to convince other people to say yes to your product, your idea, your service, or your vision for the future. And that's precisely what I'm going to teach you to do. Visit my website, jordanbelfort.com/store, and get your 70% discount on all products right now. Don't miss this. I had Logan Paul on my podcast.
Would Logan do it with me?
Logan would kick your ass, I think. You're riding a fantastic wave. How could you not make some mistakes along the way?
How can you be for small government and then have the government dictate all these things in your personal life,
exactly,
right? You idiots. You got it completely wrong.
Can't you just wake up and stop? I was walking down the hallway like a dotted bull with a needle sticking out of my ass. Tell me the five steps to like to the gates of the point where someone like you would say, I want this guy in my life. I want to help this guy. Hey, Jordan Belfort here, the Wolf of Wall Street, for another episode of The Wolf's Den. I am, of course, at home recording from my new office, which is formerly a spare bedroom. Like you, obeying the stay-at-home shelter-in-place restrictions here. And I am here to entertain you, to educate you. And I have an awesome guest on tonight. I have Ben Baller, who many of you know. Ben is just an awesome guy, entrepreneur, impresario, jewelry impresario, just an overall character and really smart guy with a lot of heart. And Ben and I, it's interesting, I made some posts last week about coronavirus and my concerns about shutting the economy down, and Ben and I disagreed in that, and he posted on my site that he disagreed with me, but he did it in a really respectful way, which I love because I love hearing different opinions. And we really talk about this on this podcast. Before we jump to that, though, because we talk about a lot of stuff on the podcast. We talk about the state of the world with coronavirus. We talk about business. We talk about how to improve your own business right now, what moves you should be making to get stronger right now. How do you spend your time in the most productive way? How do you protect your family? And what happens next? Before we get there, though, I want to just give you my latest thoughts here on what's going on. I was really, really blown away yesterday when Trump expanded this lockdown until the end of April. And I said to myself, why the hell is he doing this? It doesn't add up. And if you listen to all of my posts for the last week where I said the media is lying, I'm like, what is wrong with this picture? Why are they locking down the world? Why are they closing down the economy? I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. We have only 2,500 people dead, and that's sad, in China, but China's got 1.5 billion people. That's not a lot of people. It's not. And you think of it in terms of the number of people there and how many people died. It's almost an insignificant number in terms of in comparison to lock down the world. You get it? It just doesn't make sense. And yes, well, Italy had a more severe case. South Korea didn't have a bad bout of it, right? So I'm like saying, why are they doing this? It doesn't make sense. Because my argument is that while every life is sacred and matters, there is a certain loss of life that will come on the back end of this shutdown due to putting people in poverty, whether that's simply in poorer health from having lack of, you know, resources financially. People don't eat as well. People get depressed. They have anxiety. They die earlier. People can't afford the right health care. In fact, there's studies out of MIT right now, well-respected studies, that show a direct relationship between longevity, life expectancy, and poverty. That for every percentage point that you drop below the poverty line, there's a direct relationship between loss of life. People don't live as long. Diseases increase. So if that is indeed true, you have to rationally measure the cost of shutting down the economy, which is going to put a lot of people below the poverty line, which is going to create massive unemployment and all the things that come along with that, the death and the health issues. So you have to, if you want to look at it rationally, you say, what's the cost of shutting the economy down? And then when you relate that to that number that you see where it all started in China of 2,500, you're like, it doesn't make sense. It seems like the cure is basically worse than the actual disease. The cure is terrible. The cure is to put the world into bankruptcy, basically, and create more deaths than coronavirus would have ever caused. That's my point. Not that every life isn't sacred. And by the way, not even that I'm going to be affected, because I won't, just so you know. I'm going to be fine. I'm a salesperson extraordinaire. I'm always going to make enough money. Yes, it will impact me somewhat. But when I talk about this having a detrimental impact economically, it's not people like me that are going to feel the brunt of that. Seriously, I'm talking about people that are just barely scraping by, living paycheck to paycheck. Those are the people that are going to suffer most. So it's not like I'm saying that from a greedy, selfish perspective. What I'm speaking about is this equation that I'm running in my mind, where how many people die as a result of these economic measures being taken, and how many would have died if they weren't taken or a different tack was taken. That was my equation. Well, I still feel exactly the same way today. I still have that same equation that I'm running in my head. The only difference is I've received some news this morning from a very reliable source, someone that's wired into China, both government and business and industry at the highest levels. And what they told me shocked me. That the number that we're seeing right now of 2,500 deaths, or whatever that number is, close to that, the real number is north of 500,000 dead. So remember when I kept saying, something is not adding up? I'm like, I don't get it. Well, this is what was not adding up. So obviously, this is known by the Trump administration. They know the real number. Maybe they don't want to scare the living shit at everybody while they're not saying it out loud. But if indeed 500,000 people died in China, that would change my mind as to how important it is to suspend the economy. Because here's the deal. It will be suspended anyway. If that many people are dying, if that many people are getting that sick, well, doesn't matter, because the economy's going to shut down no matter what, because people will be dying all over and there's no point. You couldn't keep it open. So my point was that it depends on how lethal this disease is. If it turns out, as I originally suspected, though, based on the numbers I'm seeing, it doesn't make any sense, well, I stand by my opinion. But if it turns out that there's been this big lie and the real number of people dying is infinitely larger, well, then you have to reassess. So right now, I'm suspect. I honestly don't know which is the best way at this moment until it becomes clearer on how many people are really dying from this. Because the numbers don't add up. If the numbers that are being stated right now on TV are real around the world, this does not make sense, what we're doing. It just doesn't. It does not make sense. If, however, the real numbers are so much higher, as I'm hearing now, then these moves make sense, because you have no choice. Because the economy will come to a grind no matter what. So you might as well try to save as many lives as possible. This equation is going to start playing out in high relief in real life over the next 4 to 6 weeks, and we will know. I'm not sure if we'll ever really know what happened in China, but no matter how hard they try to, you know, just repress information there, it's coming out, it's leaking out, it's trickling out. One of the things I heard was that originally they thought there were 8 million people dead. You know why? Because 8 million phone numbers were deactivated. They said, oh, those people died. Turns out that those people just lost their phone rights because they were speaking out against the government. They were actually telling the truth and their phones were shut down. That's how stringent the controls are on information. And you know, I've always been a fan of China, but hey, you know, that's their way. They're just writing their own story. They're telling whatever they want to say. That's their story right now, to essentially reposition this around the world, reframe what happened. Either way, though, the problem is it's very difficult for you and I to make an intelligent decision. Is this right or is this wrong when you're hearing false information? One would think that what the hell is going on? If a country of 1.5 billion people only lost 2,500, how could this thing be so bad? Think about that. It's obscene that you would shut down the world based on those numbers. Obviously, those are not the numbers, because our intelligence agencies know the truth and they're informing the president, and those numbers must be significantly higher. I'm not sure. One thing I will tell you, though, it's interesting, just to be clear here, despite me not agreeing with the decision to lock down, I have stayed locked down. So I always said I'm not sure. So of course I obey this as much as anybody. I've not left my house other than to go food shopping once or twice for 15 to 20 minutes, right? So I've obeyed this and done my part. But again, I urge you to stay informed. Don't take what I'm saying as gospel, and certainly don't take what you hear on the news, because there is so much bullshit and misinformation right now on the news. You got to go to multiple sources. You got to speak to people in the know. I have really great contacts in China, really great contacts, and the news I'm hearing is troubling. I will tell you that. It's troubling. The numbers are not what they're saying. So be careful. Stay safe. We're in uncharted territory right now. One thing I will tell you is that no matter how bad things get, you're always going to have the ability to be okay financially. You can always make money. You can always find a way if you're not going to buy into the narrative of helplessness. If you use this as an opportunity to get stronger, meaning educate yourself, grow yourself, invest in yourself, stay in shape. Don't just cocoon in your bedroom or on your couch like a freaking potato and watch Netflix all day or Apple Plus or Disney Plus. Use this time to do anything productive. That could mean just a skill, a hobby. Don't remain idle and buy into the lie that the world happens to me. This is not my fault. Screw it. What's done is done. I'm screwed. So I have to accept that. And it's okay because it's not my fault. And that allows you to still feel okay as you let life happen to you. I'm telling you that that's not okay. Bottom line, you do not have to throw in the towel here. All your hopes and dreams are still alive. They're very much alive and they will thrive. We will come back out of this even stronger. And I don't mean as a country, meaning you individually and we as a success-oriented, as action-oriented people who do not take no for an answer, who do not allow the bad cards that you do get dealt from time to time in life stop you from getting what you want. You have the ability at any moment, any time, to essentially redirect where your life is going. It might not get better for a few weeks or a few months, but I promise you, if you stay the course here and you do remain positive and do take action and do invest in yourself right now, grow yourself, learn, grow, get stronger, learn the skill sets that are required for success. And also just learn hobbies, things that keep you happy and engaged, keep your mind working, keep in shape, I promise you'll be okay. And so will your family. So be safe, be careful. With that, let's get to my man, Ben Baller, who is just a freaking legend. One of my favorite interviews. Let's get to it right now.
A Hong Kong news reporter decided to start interviewing funeral homes and
here you
crematories.
Go. This is what I've heard. Exactly the same thing. Yeah.
Now, there's 42 crematories in the Wuhan, Hubei district. There's 9 funeral homes. Now, the most recent report that everyone just saw recently was the urns, right? Mm. Now, how I look at it like this, okay, Wuhan only reported 2,500 deaths in 3 months, okay? 760 million people were quarantined in mainland China at one point directly. In Wuhan alone, there's 12 million people.
Right.
5 million people left by the time February 1st, 5 million people already left. They've been to Italy, they went to Korea, they went to Tokyo, America, LA, everywhere, right?